Om Shanti. Good morning and welcome to you all. Welcome to those online and of course welcome to Sister Shanti who is with us for the morning. And Sister Shanti is from the south of Spain, from the Sevilla area. She looks after all the centers in the south of Spain, and she is also on the national coordination team in Spain. She's been in GYAN for 32 years, and I think you've been in silence for the last, how many days? For the last 5 days, and so you will be having the experience of that silence and the benefit of the silence. So welcome to Sister Shanti and to you all.
Thank you for your introduction. I was not planning to be in silence. It has been natural because Madhuban atmosphere pulls you to be in that silence in a natural way. So it's my first time to share in a stage like this some thoughts about the silence experience of limitless love. And what can I tell you? The ones who found God, especially when you have experienced the connection and the relationship with Him. There is no other way to really feel you have found Him. So many religions and so many people can say things about God, but till the moment you experience Him, you know who He is and what is the truth. I think the song of Lucinda was saying, love, peace, and wisdom are the golden keys. Well, the thought came that yes, there is a connection in between knowledge, where wisdom is there, love, where the purest feelings can be there, and peace in relation with silence. Why? Because only when the silence is in our feelings and in the knowledge that that can be a spiritual side. If we don't fill our feelings with silence, we know that something happens and emotions erupt, and we need the knowledge to really understand what is what and not to call love to anything, because Baba always clarified in the Murli what is real love and what is mixed love, like today, no? What is real mercy? Selfless mercy, what is selfish mercy? So in that sense, we need the knowledge, but the silence to be able to discern. And transformation can only happen when there is that original love. Otherwise, if we just know and listen, and so many classes we have nowadays, if there is not the experience of love, no, there is no transformation. This is my own experience. And for that, we need to really go inside. This is the best chance in the whole year to have an atmosphere as powerful, pure, and fragrant a smart one. And we have to make the most of it, because the atmosphere here gives you the experience freely. You don't have to do much effort. You just go into a little silence, some thoughts, and you go into the experience. But normally, we need to go inside and make time and space for that. Like Baba said today, balance is important. Balance in between being and doing. Balance in between being, doing and knowing. If we just want to read and listen and analyze things or talk about that, it's okay, but not just at that level. We need to implement. We need to translate it into our actions, and we need being that. Or also we could say the inner doing. The inner doing is where we don't just solve things in an external way, but we are attentive to what is happening inside, and we try to apply what Baba is telling me. Because the beauty of knowledge is that I take Baba's knowledge as he's speaking directly to me. And in that introspection, correct me, those who speak Hindi, but I think introspection means in Hindi, antarmuk. Is okay? Yes, antarmuk. As I understood, antarmuk means turn your face inside. So how can you imagine? How can you turn your face inside? So it's like that. Look inside yourself. Tune in and have that clarity to observe what is happening inside you. If I'm really honest with my thoughts, with my feelings, and I see and I examine my own behavior and my own attitude. Because what other people see is your behavior, and what other people catch is your attitude. That is in the air. So that is seen even if you are in silence. People, especially Brahmins, will know what you are passing through, through your attitude. So in that introspection, this is the gift to be able to just being in solitude. And this time, these days, solitude doesn't mean you just hide yourself in a corner, but solitude with Gyan is take advantage of every moment to go inwards and really talk to yourself. This is the beauty of churning, which is part of introspection. We don't need to be very clever to churn. We just need to dialogue with ourselves. Sometimes even just ask one question to the self. For example, just for a moment, ask yourself, even if you want to close your eyes, what is what I appreciate the most in Baba? Any attribute, any quality of him, I really appreciate. What is what I would like to know more about Baba? To know him better. How can I increase my relationship with you, Baba, to come close to you? So, in silence, if you ask yourself something like that, either you start to change and think about it, or you just want to experience some quality that you really love the most in Baba, give yourself to that quality. That can be love, can be any relationship with him. Baba, how can you be the magician for me? So you just maybe think a little bit about it and reflect a little bit about it, and then just surrender to the experience of Baba's magic on you, on your life. In this way, our silence becomes full of experience, because it's not just a question of repeating the points, but make those points living. Experiment with those points of knowledge. We have all the knowledge. And as Baba says, there will be enough ocean and enough trees to write all the knowledge. But we don't experience so much about it. Why? Because for experience, we need to practice. We need to exercise. And for that, we need to give time, space, and attention of quality. Not just, you know, at the end of the day when I'm going to bed and not very awakened, say, okay, Baba, let's experience this. No, no. Baba has given us the golden time of early morning. This is one of the most precious treasures, the hours of nectar. I remember when I start in this Brahmin life, I was living with my lucky family, my parents, studying at university and at the same time working, having a job of 8 hours. And Baba said, 4 o'clock, I'm Brit Bella. So I would walk before 4 o'clock, and I remember me sitting in between my bed and the window of my room. It was that space. So I made a cushion by myself to sit there. And I remember it was hard for me to be awakened, because during the whole day I could not rest and studying very late at night. But I will wake up, just the feeling I'm getting up for being with you, for such an appointment, for me was like, I cannot miss it. No matter how many I was having, I was waking up. I remember one day, I noticed I was totally asleep, and I noticed like this. So I just wake up thinking it was my mother was waking me up because I was late to go for Muli class. Or so the thought, even before opening my eyes, was, oh no, I miss Amprabella. I open my eyes, no light, parents sleeping, I see the clock, 4 o'clock. So it was Baba. Because he knew I really appreciate that time, that golden time. Even though many times I was not very awakened, but yes, I was there. So things like that has happened in my journey. Very beautiful things. And now, I really appreciate those moments because they are the moments that you can create the closest relationship with Him. The most special moment for heart-to-heart conversation to Him and to practice going beyond is the moment to recharge the battery. During the day, we try to recharge, but it goes flat sometimes. But that moment is time to really take as much power from Baba, especially here in Madhuban, and then to sustain that, we really have to give that attention. So, churning, reflection. We should not only analyze what is love, what is silence, what is this, what is that. Because in analyzing, also we can get lost. But what is that for you? And then contemplate what it comes from your heart. Because something very special on silence, it should be coming from your heart. Self-heart silence, not brain silence. Brain silence, we become very analytical and we can be very judgmental and very critical and so on. But heart silence, you really see your feelings. They are not deceived and they don't sabotage you with emotions. Because if emotions erupt, we know these are one of the biggest obstacles in Brahmi life. When we get lost in the entangle of emotions, as they really come ring my perception and my perspective. So when you feel something, some reaction comes out, just stop and talk to yourself. Do I want to keep this emotion? It can be a desire, it can be some anger, whatever, some jealousy, whatever. Do I want to keep this or do I want to really hold a pure feeling? Just face yourself in that mirror of honesty. And you will know what you want. But then we need to really be honest what we have selected. If we have chosen pure feeling, we need to put real attention to that. Otherwise, you know, we know that inner voice that will say, yes, but at that moment, really, we need to use the Gyan and our clarity inside that is not worthy to keep that emotion any longer, because you get lost in that. And then my experience is how I can offer anything that comes out to Baba. If you offer to him, it's like he sees the honesty in your heart. And he always says, I really love the children who have honest hearts. Not clever heads, but honest and pure hearts. Even if they are not completely perfect or whatever, but they are doing the best for that. And that honesty touched Baba's heart. So we need honesty and courage to really dissolve some habits we have. So in the silence, when the soul recognizes those weaknesses, those emotions, those sanskars, whatever, first, I don't need to identify with that, because I am not that. This is very important. Never confuse the sanskars with the original self. Baba said today, separate. Like the soul is separate of the body, the weak sanskars are separate from the original soul. So in that, we really can offer something that I'm not interested anymore. Because the problem with some weakness, and that we really see it in silence, is that we still have little love for them. Little attachment for things that give us sorrow. That's why we call them habits or sanskars. Still attached to that, even though they really give us some pain. So the honest is not just saying, Baba, I have this weakness. The honesty is, I really want to surrender this. So then Baba can dissolve. And we know the dissolving is not instant, but it needs to be daily. Daily, that courage to give that, daily, that honesty, and daily to sit and position myself in front of Baba's Drishti. Another beautiful gift, to have Baba's vision on me, daily. Baba's vision on the self, on the one hand, is for us to remind how God does see me. No one else can see me as He does. On the other hand, it's because the purest eyes, even he uses the eyes of the angel, but even the purest vision of me will also help me to dissolve those things that I don't want to see anymore there. So keep his vision on you. And sometimes when I have a very clear vision or self-respect vision on myself, I have asked Baba, how do you see me? How do you see me? Of course, that has to be a silent experience, not just being very busy. In that silence experience, you won't hear any voice, we know that, but you will feel something that you listen in the morning, but it's like you feel it as a personal blessing, as a personal gift. I remember in one morning of 71, I'm reading, before Amri Bela, I always read a paragraph of Aviat Murli. So now I'm revising the 71 Murlis, because it was the year I was born in this physical body. So I remember Baba said, in Amri Bela, sometimes Baba can give you a blessing, and sometimes Baba can give you a gift, a personal gift. But he didn't explain much about it, so it makes me feel, oh, I cannot miss the blessing and I cannot miss the personal gift. So, the blessing, say, what is that? And the blessing is, this is my journey. No, it's not, maybe it's not what Baba means, but it's what I thought about it. The blessing is something Baba already has said to us, and at that moment is useful for you. So you take it as an empowerment that comes from him. And a personal gift is, you don't think too much about it, but it just comes. And then you realize it's what you needed. And it can come in Amri Bela, it can come anytime, it can come in the Murli, but you know it's a personal gift from him directly to you. Because only he knows what is happening to you. You didn't say to anyone else, now you receive the answer. Sometime. So those precious moments, those precious responses come in the silence. And if love is not there, you know, the thing is that maybe you are in silence, maybe you are not having many thoughts, but also the feelings need to be there. Otherwise there is not that connectedness. Connection is important, because in the connection there is the line to receive what the soul needs to receive from Baba. In that connection, there is like a kind of awareness of something that is healing. in that connection, silence connection, there is like a spiritual homeopathy that is taking place inside. And like in any homeopathy, the results are not always straight. But you will see them. And you will see. Sometimes, you know, as I told you my experience when I started my Brahmi life, Abribella was not powerful, but I was waking up every single day. So homeopathy was taking place. And then results came after a long time. So this is what I mean with cultivate the connection. Like a gardener cultivates seeds and the garden and the plants, you don't need just to put the seed, you need to water and you need to, you know, the soil, do something there, and then you will see something after a long time, not straight. We have a garden in Seville, in Baba's center, and someone came and planted some little, no seeds, but how do you call the little plant? How do you call? Saplings, exactly. The saplings. So those saplings, so every day, like, you know, the mother goes to see the children if they are okay. I was looking at them like, oh, I see they are growing a little bit. So it was funny to see the little by little growth. So in ourselves, sometimes the saplings take time to grow. We need a lot of patience. But when there is love, there is patience. That's why Baba can be so patient with us, because he really loves us. If we lose our patience with ourselves, sit and say to yourself, okay, I need to love myself much more. Because patience is very important in our spiritual growth. We really need to see ourselves with a very respectful vision, that knowing that obstacles will come in the way. Obstacles in our transformation, obstacles in dissolving those habits, obstacles in going into the depth of silence. Baba today say one of the main obstacles, you remember? The I that becomes we fill with ego, no? The eye of even I know. It was interesting, like the other day, Brother Brish Mohan say the biggest enemy, the intellect. I would say, wow, this is so interesting. Because it's true when it's linked to the arrogance of the intellect, and it's true when it's linked to the laziness of the intellect, and it's where this I goes. because our intellect can become very arrogant and think that you already know everything. Even in the Murli, Baba is repeating the same point again and again. Careful. Intellect is becoming arrogant. I just repeat the point literally, but I don't make it like an experience, as we said before. So the intellect becomes a little bit lazy. And then the soul becomes careless. And then you say, I don't have experience in yoga. I study every day, I read the Murli 3 times a day, but I don't have experience. And it's because laziness of the intellect. Those jewels, make them yours. And really make them shine inside you and in your life. In this situation, with this person, what is appropriate to do, to say? We need the intellect for that. But knowledge, silence, and good feelings are needed in that discernment. Otherwise, you know, we think that discern is just right or wrong, truth, false, but also we need to see what is adequate according to the situation, according to the person, and according to how that person is feeling at that moment. Because you don't want to disturb that soul. And yes, you want to say something to that one, but maybe it's not the right moment. It's not the right place. So, it's not a question of just repress, but it's a question of discernment. That's why we need silence in the intellect and that introspection, and especially going into the depths. Sometimes we avoid to be in silence because in the depth you see many things. I remember in one of these Murlis, and I think it was 69 Murli, Baba said, if you want to remove fear, go into the depth of the ocean. Wow. And I say, what is this? Because in the depth, there is total silence and quietness, Baba said. So only when we experience the real quietness from within, then those subtle fears are removed. This will be another shaking. Shake our subtle fears. We all have one or another fears. But silence means not just I don't talk, but I go into the depth of the empowerment. So I feel with Baba's power, so that all the doubts that create fears, all the insecurities that create distance, all the subtle sabotage are removed. This is also the beauty of Baba's Gyan. He doesn't say yes, remove this, remove that, but He gives us an alternative energy, an alternative option. So when something is coming out, we can always go into this different energy that, like for example, you feel that a reaction of injustice is coming out. At that moment, I decide to experience some peaceful energy. Maybe you go to Baba's room, talk to him and ask him a question, whatever, that you receive different energy than what you are experiencing for something that is happening inside. And then you will feel more harmony. Sometimes you just feel sad and there is no reason for it. We all know it's some karmic account is coming out. But then do something for Baba, for even bring happiness to others. You can say, well, how can I give happiness to others if I feel very, very sad at this moment? But do something. It can be, I don't know, give a blessing card or send something that is beautiful or say something that is full of appreciation to someone, and you will see how your own energy changes. Don't be lost in your depressed stage at that moment. It's not like you want to get lost in it, but do something, even some karma yoga, anything that takes you away from that feeling. And it will pass. It will pass. Because, you know, if you hold a negative energy, you can feed it and it can grow inside you. But if you give and nurture yourself with a different, pure energy, a point of knowledge, something of service, a nice conversation, whatever, it will change your energy inside. So it's important that we always have another option. And Baba gave us so many solutions. But always remember that we need to use our own foundation, our own roots. Not always borrow from others. You know what I mean? Find solutions in the silence. I remember one Murli from Baba. It was about silence. And I say, silence is the solution for all the problems of the world. We can say this to everyone. They won't understand. But we can understand if we think deeply about it. Silence is the solution for all the problems of the world. So it means also for my own problems, also for anything that is happening to me. And the key is not to focus on the problem, but to focus on Baba and the real self. This is the golden key. And then you will see that solution comes. I'm sure if you see your life, moments that you didn't know how to solve a situation in a practical way, and you didn't ask for solution to anyone, but you just went in front of Baba and say, for the practical thing. Another thing is some scars and conflicts and all that. Practical thing. Baba, what do we do in this situation? With the most sincere aim that you can have, the most pure purpose at that moment, not any selfish motive in your inquiry to Baba. And you never know how, but response will come. Because remember, Baba sees your pure intention. It has to be there. The pure and the honest intention should be there. If there is some other intention, it won't work. But when there is the pure intention, Baba is there. He's God. He's responding to his devoted children, and we are his direct children. How can not respond to us? Of course he will. But that connection to our inner roots and trust yourself and trust him. And yes, other obstacles will come, sometimes it can be too many thoughts, sometimes can be your own low self-respect, and sometimes can be that getting bored of same sanskars again and again. So obstacles will come and obstacles will go, but who will always remain? You, yourself. And that connection, what is very pure inside yourself. These are your foundation, your roots. I see there is taking place renovation in Gyan Sarovar, in Pandababa, everywhere, because the paintings get in bad conditions, this and that. But when the foundation is solid, even reparations and renovations are doing in an external way, the roots are solid, and this is the most important. So things can happen. Today you can have success in this and tomorrow no success. Today they can appreciate you and tomorrow they can defame you. Things can happen. But what is your foundation? My faith in myself, my faith in Baba, and my faith in this life. Which direction I'm taking in this life that takes me to the aim I'm living for? It can be to become pure, to to become more happy, to become really a good instrument of Baba. Anything, what is your aim today, becomes living. It becomes something that is worthy for you. Not just the ultimate aim, but daily aims. When you feel that something you have imbibed, something you have changed, things that don't make you react as before, and you feel something is happening, and this is a victory. Little victories can happen every day. Either in Madhuban, either in our places. But our aim is, I need to be attentive. And I really need to give time of quality. That doesn't mean hours in silence. Today Baba was very clear, you don't become karmatit being sitting for ages in Baba's room or whatever. No. It's something we integrate in everything we do. Sometimes it's not to give a quick response to even to a WhatsApp. Not to be too impulsive. You say impulsive? And when something happens, I'm very honest. But in that honesty, if it's not satopradan honesty, we can be impulsive and even react. So that reaction can have some ego, and then we have to take so much time to repair that what we have done. We painted everything in a nice way, and then I say something and everything becomes dirty again. So we don't want that, right? So those moments, those, you know, drops of silence here and there, every time you come, sometimes is having a powerful thought in a breath. You just breathe and have and hold a powerful and pure thought. And Brother Surya is very good with that. He takes Baba's points of self-respect, the points that he says to us, yes, you hold them here with your mind, with your intellect, and as long as you come. And if they go, doesn't matter. Next hour, hold them again. Not just repeating, but try to feel them. And accept that point, that self-respect experience within. Accept it within before feel them. Because if I say, let's experience, take one self-respect point within. Is easy or difficult to hold a pure thought? Slippery sometimes? So the practice makes the master, they say. So our practice give us the experience we feel. And one of the most beautiful experiences in contemplation. And only you know in the silence is when you feel the friendship with Baba. It's like he knows me, I know you, Baba. It's a kind of synchronicity. And then the heart becomes more generous because you understand that whatever you do, any effort, any attention, any practice, you just don't do it for yourself. We have the humanity in front of us, even if we don't see the TV. But we know they are waiting for us. And Baba is saying, are you not listening to the call of your brothers and sisters who are in sorrow? It touched me, really. If God, the friend, can tell us your brothers and sisters are in help, do we want to help him? And do we want to help them? Yes, we want. So the thing is, I cannot be too much lost in my own repairing when we have the whole world to repair. And that needs that the understanding that transformation and purification and the transformation of the world, as Baba said the other day, goes at the same time. We cannot separate them. Your own transformation is adding the transformation to the world. And when you are with Baba in a real connection, that fragrance is spreading and that is serving the atmosphere of the world. I have that faith that the moment we are with Baba in that deep silence, that is spreading all over and is healing something, is reaching one heart or another. And the souls will feel an angel is near. They won't see you, but they will see or they will experience, they will feel an angel is close. And this is the feeling that our silence can serve the sorrow of the world. We don't enter in what is just, unjust, right or wrong. We don't need, because then we cannot be in silence. Our mind and intel will be talking. This is not just, this is whatever. But the proposal of Baba is be angels who go beyond and can give light to all. And this is a good proposal. This is a service that is needed now. And I think it's time, if any one of you would like to say something or ask anything, brother, if you can close
question here for the from the brother over there. Can you clarify more about dead silence and sweet silence?
Dead silence.
Dead silence and sweet silence.
As I understand, dead silence is when you are very living, but is what Baba says, living, dying alive. It's like there is something that starts to live or to be born. There is something that is dying, what is not needed anymore, and something that is getting born. And when I really experience that kind of death in silence, it's not, you don't feel you are losing anything. You feel you are dissolving a burden in a very sweet way, in a very loving way. I don't think it's nothing dramatic, or you see a fire or anything like that. I think it's very soft, but the soul feels very free at the same time. There are moments, not many, but sometimes, that thoughts don't come. I'm not thinking about anything, but it's like I feel absorbed in Baba's light, in Baba's love. Maybe I can call that dead silence. I don't know. It can be, but the experience is that nothing of the world can give you such fulfillment as that experience. It's like no needs. No one could give you that. And only you know it comes from Baba, and at the same time something is going. And sweet silence can be when, like we were saying, no? When you churn about something and there is a transformation in your way of seeing things, and then it's like you contemplate your realization, your own realization. Because realizations can take a moment, very quick, it can be a second even. And that can be very sweet. Wow, now I understand, or now I see, or okay. But then transformation takes all your life, really. So this is the way I see it.
Om Shanti. I was interested in, you were saying you'd been in silence for the previous 5 days, and yet I've observed you're sort of sitting with us, and I didn't realise specifically that you were in, I was where you were quiet, but, and so I'm interested in practically, how do you manage your interactions with people, and how do you practice silence in a natural way? I know what you're doing inside, but in terms of, you know, managing your day-to-day interactions, what are you doing?
As I said at the beginning, I didn't even plan or think I'm going to be in silence. But it was a pull. If I don't quiet my mind, my feelings, and also have this opportunity of just going to the essence of everything. Even in my, I have to respond many WhatsApps because service continues there. But can I do it in essence? Not to enter in the expansion of them, for example. Even in conversation, can I have them in essence? What is needed, what is not needed? Here is the place. If I don't take the chance in Madhuban, where else? Because Madhuban is, well, we call, you know, Madhu, the sweet of the honey, sweetness of the honey, Bang, the forest. The forest means the place for solitude, the place for introspection. So if not here, where? So I have to be very natural, because if I say I want to be in silence and someone talks to me, then I will fight with and for me that is not natural. So no, I will talk if it's needed, but as much as possible, walking in that awareness, climbing the stairs, and we do have to do that many times, you know, in that awareness, with the thought. Even talking to someone and appreciating every moment. Even if the body, something happens to the body, okay, this is the best place where something can happen to the body. So, cultivating silence in all the opportunities you have. So maybe silence can give the last.
But firstly, we can thank you. And I think she's living proof. Your name is Shanti. You seem to be the embodiment of peace. And certainly, just from your presence, we really feel that angelic form. And are absolutely certain that this silence will bring world transformation. Thank you so much, Sister Shanti.
Thank you so much. And yes, we are all together for that.